Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you did, because we've got our good buddy Alan Mates back on the show with us, ladies and gentlemen. Alan is president of Robinson & Mates, which is a marketing, branding, advertising company out of the great city of Chicago, that city with broad shoulders. He's got experience in all levels of the economy, including retail, telecommunications, and he's got companies, you know, big business companies. He also helps small businesses, and he's here to help our small businesses learn how to do a better job of preparing for what's coming at us in the future. Alan Mates, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Alan, for some time now, for all this year, I've been telling my audience, warning them, I guess you could say, that where we're going is going to look a lot different from where we've been on many levels of our business. And one of those things that I think is going to look different is the way we reach out to customers. What do you think?
I think, you know, what the future holds is a total unknown, and I think most of us realize it's never going to be back to the way it was, and the way we have to run our businesses, spend our marketing dollars, and reach out to customers is going to change and continue to change drastically.
Are we going to have to think about, you use the term spend our marketing dollars, is that potentially something that's going to change? Do we have to think of marketing not just in terms of dollars, but in energy? I mean, all assets, energy, time, manpower, budgeted dollars, those kinds of things. With social media and the connection thing happening that we're seeing happening out there, aren't we going to have to really think of marketing and reaching customers much more multifaceted, in a much more multifaceted way than we have in the past?
Most definitely. And, you know, that's compounded by the supposed coming out of the recession, because the marketplace just gets more and more cluttered as businesses start to see a little more life in their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes all sorts of capital for a small business, both human capital and financial capital, to be able to market their businesses.
Right.
And we really see, you know, what traditionally has been looked at as the four P's of marketing, you know, being product, place, promotion, and price, drastically changing into what we call either the four or five C's of marketing in the future.
Which is?
Community, mm-hmm. content, convenience, customer-centric, and communication.
Wow. This, let me tell you something, that's the most dramatic explanation, the most accurate explanation of how things are changing from the P's to the C's that I've heard. Congratulations on that, Alan. That was well done.
Well, thank you.
Folks, I'm going to ask Alan to repeat this. Take this down, folks. This is going to be on the test. Say those five C's.
The five C's again, and we can get into each one individually a little later. First is community, content, convenience, customer-centric, and communication.
And that customer-centric, that could also, you could also say customization, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. However they want it. And let me tell you something, Alan. When I hear you say those five things, that gets me really excited for small business owners, because we're better at that than anybody else in the marketplace. We're
most
better
definitely.
At all four or five of those things. We don't have to have billion-dollar budgets to excel in those areas and the way big companies do. I really think, as ugly as things have been for small businesses for the last year or two, I really believe that where we're going, based on what you just said, if we can believe those five things and execute on those five things, I think this could be one of the most exciting times ever for small businesses. Maybe the most exciting. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think it's trying to stay out of, you know, what might be hot and trendy at the time, and stay tried to true to these five core areas.
Yeah.
You mentioned social media before. Social media is sort of like what the web was when it was first new 15 or 20 years ago, when people were saying, well, I've got a website. And you'd ask them why, and they'd just say, well, because.
I remember when one company I know, their stock doubled from 20 to 40 in an hour when it was just announced that they were going to do a website.
Right. Well,
not even e-commerce. It wasn't even going to be e-commerce. It was just announced that they were going to have one.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Now it's not even, you know, it's not even a blip. I mean, it's
that's
nothing.
Right. And social media takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of time to develop the right type of program that's truly measurable, that's moving the needle from a sales and revenue standpoint.
But it's all about the social media is all about the first C, I think, the community.
It's about community,
yeah.
And it's about the online community, but it's also about...
Alan, hold on to that thought. I need to take a quick break. We're going to bring Alan Bright. He's got a lot to tell us, folks, a lot to teach us. He'll do some more of this right after these messages, 20 till the hour. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use all of our stuff for free. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. We post several times a day right there at twitter.com. And we got our good buddy Alan Mates back with us. Alan is president of Robinson & Mates, which is an outstanding marketing and branding and advertising firm out of the great city of Chicago. We're talking about the five C's. Say them again quickly, Alan. I don't think we can say this too many times.
Community, content, convenience, customer-centric, and communication.
Now, the community thing, this is, folks... Alan, I've been telling my audience for a year. See, I'm a heretic, Alan. A heretic is a true believer that's not happy with the status quo.
That's right.
And I'm not happy with the status quo and haven't been for a year or so about social media, because I've never, even though I use Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I've got a LinkedIn account, blah, 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 I've never believed that those platforms were going to take me to the finish line. I've always believed that I was going to need to build, and my small business owners are going to need to build their own communities.
Absolutely.
Their own platforms to reach those communities. Use the public sites as a tool, as a learning tool, but it's not everything. But instead of thinking of social media, I've been trying to get them to think about community. So I'm so glad you used that word. And it's not just about one community, is it? I mean, we've all got dozens of communities, don't we?
There's dozens. And but before we leave the social for a second, you know, a real quick, rough analogy is, you know, social media is sort of like big, broad brand advertising.
Right.
But community marketing, local search marketing, you know, virtual and real local communities is more like promotional marketing that's going to drive a result immediately.
Right. Well, it's just like the local diner that sends out a text that you know, everybody's favorite meatloaf is going to be Wednesday.
No question.
You know,
it's
inviting
customers and prospects to get involved.
Yeah, exactly. And then they can send that to a friend and say, hey, you remember that meatloaf I told you about? It's going to be happening Wednesday. You know? I mean, that's how it works. And that's the beauty of the technology we have today.
That's right. And whether it's a consumer audience or a business to business audience. You know, there's a lot of disillusionment with traditional institutions, which gives the local and small business person a real opportunity to leverage their community ties, both with their current customers, their prospects, their business partners, municipalities, so both on and offline.
Right, exactly. So check that out. Think about that, folks. Community, as you've been hearing me talk about it, Alan is talking about it, everybody's, you know, this is the way to think about it. Think about your customers in the future as part of each one is part of a community, and then you're the nexus between them and another community. Okay, Alan, what's the next one?
Content was the next one.
Yep.
And content is really based on having valuable information and services to offer your customers, your prospects. So if you are on the web via website, via local search, in some cases via social media.
Maybe a blog.
But also live in the one-on-one situations. Are you offering information of value? So what are you providing that customer over and beyond the product and services you're selling that helping them accomplish the task they have at hand?
One of the things that I like to remind people about, Alan, is that more and more today and more in the future, your website is going to be more of a distribution center than a destination.
No question.
And you can't distribute something unless you have something to distribute, which is what you're talking about, which is the content.
Absolutely.
And the reason for I'm saying this is because customers are saying to you and me, Alan, okay, guys, I like your website, I like you, I want to do business with you, but I'm a busy guy, I'm a busy lady, and so I'm going to be moving around. You need to send what you want me to see to me. Follow me home. I call it follow me home.
And we call it where you got to hit them where they live, work, and play.
That's right. Skate to the puck. Skate to where the puck's going to be, I should say. And so this is. But they want you to reach out to them, and they want you to reach out to them with content, don't they?
That's right.
And you get to define what that is too, don't you?
Excuse me?
You get to define what content is.
You absolutely do.
It could be 3 words or it could be 3 minutes.
Now, that content should be based on one of the other C's, which is being customer-centric, and that's based on developing or utilizing content that you know has value to the people you're talking to, which is having the insight and basing your products, your services, your approach on what you know about your targeted customer, your targeted prospect.
So maybe you actually know which one of your customers loves your meatloaf, and you only send them the meatloaf instant message.
That's correct. You try that.
Yeah.
And you got to make it easy for them to eat the meatloaf, because convenience is key, too. And
yeah.
What most of the buying public wants out there today is make it easy. Make it easy for me to do business with you.
Well, that's the only way they're going to do business, because they've got so many choices.
That's right.
And part of making it easy is doing such a good job that they don't feel like they need to look somewhere else, isn't it?
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. Alan, give us the website, please.
My website is www.robinsonmates, that's RobinsonMates.com. There's also the blog, robinsonmates.com.
All right, so check those out, folks. Hold on to that thought, Alan. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get Alan to talk to us about the other C's. And, folks, this is the best stuff we've had on the future of small business marketing, of reaching out to customers as a small business. This is the best stuff we've had ever. I'm so glad Alan's given it to us. I hope you're taking notes. Don't forget, it is going to be on the test. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad that we got Alan Mates with us today, folks. He is just doing such a great job of helping us with the five C's. These are the new watchwords, folks, the future of connecting with customers that he's helping us with. Community, content, creativity. Is that right? Help me out.
Convenience.
Okay. Go ahead.
Community content, convenience, customer-centric, communication. And I might throw in a bonus one at the end of the show.
All right, there you go. All right, so now we just got through with community and content, and the next one is customization.
Convenience.
We talked about that a little bit. You got to make it convenient.
Easy.
All right, the next one.
Customer centric, and that's really that the basis of all of your innovation, your product development, your service development, the way you approach customers,
right,
the way you merchandise the store, is all based around the customer needs. And it's viewing customers and prospects as a source of information that will provide insights into them, insights of how they live, work, and play, how they buy, what they need, what they like and dislike, and therefore you can customize your offering to specific groups based on that insight and really focus your business based on the people that are buying products or services from you.
You know, Alan, the way that I have been saying that now for several years is people acquire two things. They acquire things they need, they acquire things they want.
That's right.
What they need is a commodity, they can get that anywhere. They know what that costs. What they want is anywhere from a little bit to everything. And they don't know what that costs because they haven't seen it yet. And it's your job to give it to them.
That's correct.
What they want is something more. You know, you and I need to eat, but we want to dine.
Yeah.
Right? We need shelter, but we want a home. And so I think that's the real estate where small business owners will make their living, and it fits in perfectly with your customization.
It does. It allows value-based pricing versus commodity-based
exactly.
pricing.
Exactly. We see, the price war is over, Alan. We lost.
Absolutely. And what's really critical is don't come up with this great product idea and then try to shove it down the marketplace's
exactly.
throat.
Yeah.
Come up with ideas based on what they need and what they're looking for.
The most liberating, redemptive thought a small business owner can have, Alan, is to recognize that the phone book is not our prospect list. We don't have to have everybody's business to be wildly successful.
That's correct.
Very liberating when you accept that. All right, what's the next one?
The next one was communication.
Yep.
And that's just about being relevant, making sure it's compelling in how you communicate, whether it's on the web, face-to-face, in direct mail, in advertising, because as this recessionary period goes away, the marketing and communication clutter out there will increase exponentially.
It's
more important to really be relevant and compelling. And
go ahead. We have a saying among my golf group. What's the dog's name, Alan? That's ambiance. We call that ambiance right here. In my golf group, we have a saying: when somebody hits the ball on the green, if it's not real close, somebody says, "Is that close?" And somebody else would say, "No, it's handy." Well, you don't have to be close to customers, but you do need to be handy, don't you?
You sure do.
And that's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
And that's by continuing to reach out to them but you need to ask them. That's the beauty of small business and the technology we have. You can ask customers how they want to be reached, how often they want to be reached, and you can pull that off without spending a lot of money.
And that's the great point. Every contact, every touch point, you should be getting information from your customer. That doesn't always mean a survey. It means asking questions, interacting, and knowing how they want to interact with you.
Right, exactly. Alan, did you say you have a little extra for us, a little line up for us?
Yeah, the last C that I was going to throw in that we've continued.
This is the sixth C?
Sixth C.
All right, folks, only on this show. Nobody else knows this.
That's right.
Don't tell anybody. Go ahead.
Sixth C is culture.
Culture.
Making sure your culture within your business is one that helps breed innovation from simple too complex, but creativity is critical in this future marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We see it, and it can be from the simple. We see a badminton birdie, like shuttlecock manufacturer,
right?
Innovative by saying, "All right, they're always white. Let's make them red, green, and yellow." All of a sudden, they had the number one position in high schools.
Right.
They found a market within the community.
All they did was add color.
Play badminton and use shuttlecocks.
All they had to do was add color.
That's right.
Folks, it works. Alan, what a great job you've done today. This is a red letter day for us in understanding where we're going to be, how we're going to reach customers in the future. Thank you so much for doing a great job.
It's absolutely my pleasure. It's good to talk to you as always.
We'll see you again real soon. Alan Mace, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Alan joined us, didn't I? I was right too, wasn't I? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.